What's good, ladies and gents? Welcome to episode 2 of the Monday Iron Radio Show. It's your boy, Rafi, and today we're looking at the comments from Rich Piana's brother and one of Rich's close friends claiming foul play in his death. And so what I'm doing today is getting a picture of the whole situation by looking at the articles written at the time and looking at the comments made recently by some bigger figures and trying to find any public information that can validate the claims. Let's get into it. All right. So on August 7th, 2017, this is when Rich apparently had a heart attack while his girlfriend, Chanel Jansen, was cutting his hair. And so once he was transported to the hospital, he was put into a medically induced coma. There were some comments in some articles about a concussion, about him falling, his head hitting the ground. So that might be why, kind of to stop the swelling, kind of like they did with Callum. Another reported detail was that in a preliminary police search of his home, they found 20 bottles of steroids and a white powder on a table with a credit card and a straw. So it appeared to be a little snorting station. I can't really find the actual police report, so who knows if that's true. Still trying to locate that. And in terms of the powder, if all this is true, Rich's girlfriend apparently told cops that it was concrete pre-workout, like the black and yellow label stuff. Random detail, I can't find much more than that, other than like it was in a TMZ article, so take that as you will. And so after this whole time in the medically induced coma, after all that, he passed away later on August 25th, 2017. So it seemed pretty cut and dry, just a massive guy who's clearly on PEDs, has a heart attack, and dies normal. But the biggest thing that's making people call foul play is the autopsy report, which I have up here. So in search of the actual autopsy report, all I had to go off of initially was Dave Palumbo's video that he did back in 2017. He got the report from a guy named Anthony Roberts, who put it on Medium, which is just a blogging platform. And all this was legal, as far as I know, and as far as we all knew, because he got this autopsy, not like from a leak or anything, but he requested it from the District 6 Medical Examiner's Office in Florida. And the records custodian, Deborah Lewis, at the time, sent it to Anthony digitally. So I looked for the Medium article, and it looks like the account was suspended for violating the rules. Let's see if I can show it on the actual screen here. Yeah, so like 410, like this account is under investigation or was found in violation of the Medium rules. Now, whether this had anything to do with Rich's stuff, I can't say, because I mean, it's like a lot can happen in 6 years. Maybe he wrote about something else. And I found this through, so in the bottom of Dave's, one of Dave Palumbo's videos, it says that the article was from this guy. Wait a minute. Huh. Okay, well, looks like this guy also released the Dallas McCarver autopsy. I'm looking at the URL right now. But obviously, this guy's entire account is suspended, not just the post. Because there was a link from this guy, Oliver Lee Bateman, who is not Anthony, and then had a link to an autopsy. But anyways, so that guy, that author is nowhere to be found at this point. But luckily, I was able to find my own copy of the autopsy report. And I'm no medical expert, can't talk either tonight. Good Lord. And so I had to Google all of these things to make sure that I'm actually giving the right info. But here's the main parts. So there were 7 findings. Cardiomegaly, which is a enlarged heart common with athletes, bodybuilders, with mild coronary atherosclerosis, which is just when fats, cholesterols, and other substances collect on your artery walls. Cholesterol myth by the Russians. And then bronchopneumonia, which I think is safe to say that it's just inflammation of the lungs, similar to actual like pneumonia. So it's just hard to breathe. And then ascites, which is fluid that collects in the spaces within your abdomen, I believe like the muscle, and like surrounds, I think it affects the organs, if I remember correctly what I read. So with the brain, it had edema, which is just swelling, ischemia, which happens when there's not enough blood flow to the brain, and necrosis, which is actually permanent death of brain tissue. So I read in one article that when he had his heart attack, he fell to the ground and, you know, Chanel was cutting his hair, I guess, and she tried to catch him, but couldn't due to his sheer size. I think it was, I don't know how tall he was, but he was big guy. So obviously she couldn't catch him. He hits his head, and that's where all the brain stuff comes from. So those injuries are consistent with all that. And then he also had the yellowish discoloration of the skin and eyes. And they also noted that he had no recent significant injuries, no like bruises, cuts, anything like that. But the weird one is that there was no hospital admission specimen available for toxicology testing. And so why this is weird, and this does get mentioned in Dave Palumbo's interview with Rich's brother, they lost or just didn't have a sample that they could do a toxicology report with. So this would be like blood, urine, or saliva. And so this would have helped narrow down the cause of death because they would have been able to rule out drug use, poisoning, anything like that if they just were able to test for that. So because of the heart diseases, detected at the autopsy, prolonged survival time at the hospital, no sample to do a toxicology report, and the reported history of drug use, because some people and like close friends mentioned his struggle with opiates and stuff like that. And so because of all that, the cause of death and the manner of death were both undetermined as listed right here in the autopsy. So the interesting bit is that in the autopsy, it has the, let me see here. So right here. So when it says, right after it mentions the lack of hospital admission specimens for the toxicology, it says that the hospital discarded admission specimens despite specific requests for retention. So it looks like they had samples at one point. They didn't just forget, and then they got rid of them. And so obviously, weird, especially they specifically asked to keep them because he had died suddenly. And as I said, you know, those samples would have put a lot of speculation to rest. And so here is Dave Palumbo and Ryan Piana talking about it.
Things said on the internet that are not true. So, I mean, for those things to come out, it's kind of weird. You know, there's people being looked at and things being looked at, you know, and
so you know, there still is an active investigation because there was no cause of death, really. They called it like heart related, but they don't really know for sure.
Yeah. His heart was perfect. So, and his blood and urine were clean. So we don't know exactly what went down. And there was a lot of, you know, it took a half hour to get the ambulance to get there and this and that, which wasn't true. It was 6 minutes. So from, papers don't lie, those things don't lie. So, you know, it was 6 minutes from dispatch to arrival and he was without oxygen for a half hour. So there's time in there and there's questions there, you know.
And they lost samples they took of his blood, right?
They lost some of those. Yes. But the ones we do have, he was clean. So okay. There was nothing.
Yeah. So one thing kind of weird, he said that like he had samples, like the hospital lost him, but he said that like that he tested them himself or whatever. I don't know how they tested it. So that's kind of interesting. So I don't know how they knew that he was clean on that stuff or how they didn't find anything else and let other people know. But you know, that just makes you wonder who tested it and why they weren't actually on the report. And also the whole oxygen thing, you know, if they determined that he was without oxygen for 30 minutes, it only took 6 minutes, you know, what was Chanel doing, you know, waiting 25, 24 minutes to call an ambulance? Who knows? And I've seen the Substack stats on the newsletter, so I know a lot of people haven't clicked the link to this video, so I'm going to play this one from Rich's friend. This is the first video that he posted on TikTok about the whole situation after all this came out. The Palumbo video.
Imagine how far Rich Piana took it, and now he's under the ground, just bones. Do something for the other world. God won't ask you about your muscles. I sure hope he's with God, but Rich, who I was friends with, did not pass away. He was unalived. And that's why it's still an open investigation. It's been 7 years and it's still an open investigation. For people that don't know, they had his brother on RX Muscle, interviewed him about everything that they could talk about at the time. And then I knew I just didn't talk about it because I'm not gonna go give someone my friend's business like that when the family even hasn't publicly spoke about it, okay? Once the family spoke about it, then I went on and I told my story about what was going on and who I think was involved and the foul players. And I think it was one of the girls that did something. So homicide for sure. Rich did not pass. He was getting back to a healthy. He was getting off all the PEDs, just doing hormone replacement. And the toxicology thing, the most important thing, disappeared. So you have no tox report. And yes, Rich was on oxys. That everybody knew that he had a problem with oxys. and the tox report was gone in the autopsy. So it was definitely foul play. There was signatures forged, a bunch of other stuff. I hope it does come to the light. Who I have a pretty, fair share who I think it might could be, or it could be a combination of a couple of different people. So, but yeah, that's absolutely what happened.
Okay. Yeah. So in there, obviously you saw the same thing I did. He straight up said, yep, he got popped. So that obviously drew a lot of comments, and this was a follow-up to one of them.
Bro's playing with his life making this. Okay. I'm good. So since Rich Piana's passing, his all inner circle and his close friends all know there was foul play. He had a clean bill of health right before his passing. Full checkup, clean bill of health, right? So I made a video about, after Dave Palumbo on RX Muscle, which I'm on that show every Tuesday, he had Rich's brother come on and speak about a lot of the stuff and how it was foul play. And since his brother did that, I made a video about it. I mean, out of respect, I'm not going to talk about those certain things publicly until like family already does it. So since his brother came on, I thought that was fine. So I did make a video stating, Rich's death probably, I don't think at all was, So the question is, who is it? Okay. It's still an open investigation. That's what most people don't know. A lot of things at the end were done really weird. Signatures were forged. Beyond that, all of us have a name. We believe it is too. I'm not going to name that name just because heaven forbid that is the wrong person in the end. That would be horrible, but, most of us have a pretty good idea who that person is that had, a part in his passing. So that's all. There's nothing. I'm not playing with my life. People aren't coming after me. This is something that hundreds of people know and have talked about. But RIP Rich, he was gone too soon, and it was not from steroids or this or this or his silicone in his arms or any of that stuff. So it was foul play.
Okay, yeah. So again, now we've got have a close friend straight up saying that he got popped by either his girlfriend or his ex-wife, who I believe was still living in the house at the time. Maybe that girlfriend or ex-wife comment is speculative, but I don't know who. It's obviously all speculative. I don't know who else he'd be talking about. And I wasn't totally sure what he was talking about with the forged signature thing, because to have like a forged signature on like the autopsy, that's what I thought he was talking about at first. It's like, how would it go that deep in government? I don't know. So at this point, we don't really have a ton of answers in terms of who did what or if someone did anything, but it's a start. And it looks like there's another whole side to this involving Rich's assets. And so I found this web article from February 2020 from a loud lad with a mic.
Joe Piatow here with this special edition of MST.
Anyway, so Joey with the special edition, while he's deep-throating the mic, so in 2015, basically, Rich signed over 5%, signed over the 5% business to Jane Piana, his previous wife, before marrying Sarah, and I believe she's the one that's in all of, the Bigger by the Day vlogs. And it sounds like that there's another investigation going into other documents that were seemingly signed by Rich after his passing. Obviously, that would be forgery. And apparently, investigators are trying to find other copies of Rich's signatures to draw comparisons. I'm still not sure. That's what the Deep Throat Mike guy is talking about, because he had an interview, and I'll post links on MondayAaron.com. But he was talking to a guy that I guess had been in contact with Rich. So investigators see those texts between Rich and him, and they ask him about like if he has like signed stuff to compare signatures. And so I'm still looking for more details on this entire thing. If he signed over the entire business like 2015, 2 years prior, I'm not sure what else he would have signed over and to who, unless it was like stocks and shit, which that's entirely possible. And I have a bunch of links to the part one and the part two of this guy. I like skimmed through them. There really wasn't a whole lot of more details, helpful details. I'll probably like listen to them on regular speed to see if there's anything. But then as I was looking at that stuff, there's also another video and like another podcast. I thought it was hour 25. It's almost 2 hours. RX Muscle, that I guess Mack Truck apparently reveals new info. I still have to sift through all of that. I wasn't going to mess up the posting schedule to look through this. And I already messed it up because I messed up the sound on my first recording of this. So I'm doing this again. So I still have to sift through this, but it could be absolutely nothing. I have no idea. So like I said in the email, we're left with more questions than answers here, but I'm sure now that this is picking up steam, there's going to be more people reporting on it and getting out new details. If you want to read the autopsy for yourself or see any of these videos, I will post links on MondayIron.com, probably like a blog post probably tomorrow. Until next time, this has been Monday Iron Radio. I'm Rafi. See ya.